It's now time for a locker room chat. Unfortunately, unable to get a hold of Axel girls head basketball coach Brad Brockstrom this week, so we'll continue on. They played a couple of games this past week, starting off with their 48-32 loss against Washington County. That was the second time they had faced the Tigers this season. They faced them in the first round of the TVL tournament, and the Axels were actually victorious in that first game back on January 15th. They won that game 44-22, as again, the Eagles. They finished seventh place in the TVL tournament, their best finish in the TVL tournament in a very long time, and especially an impressive finish regarding how great this league has been this year, a testament to how much Axel, the girls program, has kind of turned things around. But unfortunately, falling to the Tigers this time around, that was last Friday, final score again, 48-32. In the second game they played this past week, that was broadcasted right here on KMZA, they fell to Troy, final score of 43-32. The reason why they lost mainly was that fourth quarter run. Troy had been able to turn over Axel a bunch in this game, but Troy had a tough time being able to convert on those turnovers in transition, and Axel capitalized. They had a lead going to the fourth quarter, but unfortunately for the Eagles, unable to get the victory. Again, the final score in that one was 43-32. So they are now 1-6 in league play and 7-11 overall, and that puts them in 10th place in the league, just ahead of Lynn and Onega. As we take a look at the full standings here, Centralia still by themselves, two games up on everybody at 9-0. Tied for second is Valley Heights, Frankfort, and Hanover at 7-2. Clifton Clyde, three games back at 6-3 in fifth place. In sixth place to round out the top half, tied now is Donovan West and Troy. Donovan West 5-5. Troy is 4-4. Blue Valley Randolph, they are 3-6. They are in eighth place. In ninth place is Washington County at 3-7. As we start to wind down the Twin Valley League a play and get you ready for Substate, which there is only one Substate game left for Axel, rather one game left before the Substate records are turned in to the association and they distribute the brackets on Saturday. So that would be a game at Blue Valley Randolph, a major game for the Eagles. There's still some implications in their Substate standings, but the best they can finish is 8-11, but Lynn is 8-11 and currently in third place in the Blue Valley Randolph girls Substate standings. Just ahead of them is Pike Valley at 7-9. Hanover is 15-4. They've locked up the one seed. There's still a lot they could shape out from 2 to 5 seeds. With Pike Valley again 7-9, Lynn 8-11. Blue Valley Randolph is 7-10. So that's why this game is so big. They're right there ahead of the Eagles. And as mentioned, Axel is 7-11, and distant last place is Southern Cloud at 0-15. So unfortunately, though, Axel, I don't think they can get the first round bye, but they can still get a home game in the first round and have a chance to possibly maybe play Blue Valley Randolph twice here in the span of a very short amount of time, or they could be playing Lynn as well. But on the season, in terms of their this is their first game versus Blue Valley Randolph, and as for their game versus Lynn, they defeated Lynn in the Twin Valley League tournament 49-42. That was their seventh place game, but they then lost at home to Lynn 51-24 in that stretch where they played four games in the span of just 5 days. That was back on the 3rd of February. That was a makeup game from January 23rd. So kind of hoping they can possibly turn that around and maybe have a chance to beat Lynn twice this season in three meetings. We'll see. So there's a lot to shape out here in the Substate standings for the Blue Valley Randolph Substate standings in Class 182. And we will see how things shape out from there. As again, Axel and Blue Valley Randolph, a huge game coming up for there. After that game ends, they also on Monday, they will be hosting Hanover and they'll be hosting Centralia. Those two games will be solely to find out where they finish in the TVL standings, which they have a good chance to possibly, well, they have a chance to, I mean, at best, get 4-6, which would possibly get them ahead of Washington County and Blue Valley Randolph. But we will see how things shape out. Should be a couple of really tough games for the Eagles after their game versus Blue Valley Randolph on Friday. So that's going to do it for this edition of the Locker Room Chat for the girls. Again, hoping to get Brad Brockstrom back here on the program next week. But until then, we're going to go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll have the boys coach Jason Tynan coming up here next on Locker Room Chat. And this edition of Locker Room Chat is brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.